You know what that sound means. School is now in session. And with the start of school comes the arrival of some familiar faces. Parents packing up school lunches, students bustling down the hallways, hopefully with 6 feet apart, and teachers frantically preparing their classrooms. But let's not forget our school nurses, who have taken on a lot of new responsibilities amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
For many of us, it's just doing a lot more than expected. We've been on the front line since the pandemic closed schools, you know, back in 2020. Many of us now work long hours of contact tracing, and a lot of us are planning for some to just play a key role in COVID testing. So basically, we're taking on the work of the public health department, but without adequate staffing or support. My name is Gloria E. Barrera. I'm currently a certified school nurse at a public high school outside of Chicago. And I also teach at several universities. I am the president of the Illinois Association of School Nurses.
Despite this critical role that they play, our schools have suffered from a shortage of school nurses for years. According to one study from the National Association of School Nurses, 25% of schools nationwide did not have a school nurse. And that shortage, on top of the pandemic, has led to some burnout among school nurses.
Many, especially those in the trenches, are repeatedly exposed to high levels of stress and direct trauma. So like soldiers, some may return from this battle with psychological scars that run deep from their time at the front lines.
For more on the experience of school nurses amid the pandemic, I spoke with Linda Mendonca, president of the National Association of School Nurses. And she started by telling me a bit about the pathway into school nursing.
So it involves making sure that the school nurse has some knowledge level around education courses as well. So it involves more coursework to become a school nurse. So the National Association of School Nurses, currently we have approximately 18,000 members across the country.
For parents, or maybe for those of us, you know, who remember our school nurse as a young person, we might think of them as like just the friendly, nice lady in the office. And I just wanted to sort of remind our listeners the level of professionalism required.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because the misinformation reputation, if you will, of being the Band-Aid nurse or the ice pack nurse. And clearly the role is much more than that, where school nurses are monitoring students' routine immunization records, making sure they're in compliance for the beginning of a school year for required immunizations. They take care of students with chronic healthcare needs, diabetes, asthma, seizure disorders, for example. They definitely monitor, yes, ill children and children with injuries, but it's a big care coordination effort that school nurses are involved in on a day-to-day basis.
So take that overall role and help us understand it in the context of the fight against COVID-19. What kinds of responsibilities have school nurses taken on over the course of the past year and a half? And how does it look different with remote education?
So, yeah, it's been challenging last 18 months. And technically, we're like moving into a third school year that's being impacted by this pandemic. And the school nurse is really an essential member on the pandemic preparedness team for reopening and reentering plan teams in their districts. At the local level, school nurses have collaborated with public health authorities in the implementation of federal and state health and education guidance. So looking at all of those different guidances and what works best for their school community around COVID-19 mitigation strategies. So the school nurse has established partnerships and collaborations for really trying to do this work and to make sure that their school communities are healthy and safe for when, you know, students and staff are coming back this school year.
So help me out here. What's been the role of school nurses in COVID vaccine efforts so far?
They were there helping to do school located vaccine clinics. However, it was rolled out, you know, different in every state, how the vaccine was rolled out. And they were there to really get those faculty and staff immunized. And then it became available for our student population, 12 and up. And again, taking a big role in coordinating clinics and getting their students vaccinated. So they'll be ready when the vaccine becomes available for children under 12. So as far as the mental health goes, that's a concern. We are all dealing with mental health, not just our students, but I think we all are in some form. living through this unprecedented pandemic in our lives. And so we are concerned about the mental health of our students and our staff and faculty returning. Many have not been in the classroom in some places in over, 18 months or so. They've been living, doing their learning at home. And so for them to come back into the school setting, it may produce some anxiety. And so we need to be ready and have that on our radar, returning to the school setting and making sure that we have resources. And I would just add one important piece where parents really can help is that our communication. School nurses really are key to communicating information to families, but it needs to be a two-way street where the parent communicates to the school nurse as well and to the school. So really establishing a clear line of communication and collaboration is really vital more now than ever as we continue, to navigate this pandemic together.
Do school nurses right now have a collective position, even if it's not every single school nurse, but is there a kind of institutional or organizational position, one about their own immunization status relative to the COVID vaccine, not immunization, but rather vaccination status, and secondly, about in-person schooling, given the realities of the Delta variant?
Right. So we do have a position. It's actually located on our website around returning to in-person learning. And it basically states that we support what the American Academy of Pediatrics has come out with around returning to school and universal masking to keep, all students, faculty and staff safe in the school environment. Of course, vaccination, whether it's COVID vaccine or, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, we clearly support immunizations as a public health measure or strategy to save lives and to keep people safe from acquiring any virus or disease.
School nurses are overwhelmingly women, is that right?
Correct, yes. That's what our demographic data has shown, yes.
And I'm wondering if there are pay differentials, if there are differences in sort of, workplace stress experiences, but sort of the ways that some of these equity issues might affect nurses themselves.
Right. So I think, again, pay is different across our country, right? Cost of living varies across the country. So that's certainly going to impact pay. Many school nurses are paid on teacher salary schedules. So that salary looks a little different than what they could make perhaps in a hospital setting. And then other places also have a separate pay scale for an RN, for example. So it definitely does vary. I think our workforce diversity is important. It's important to our organization, and we're really trying to focus and look at that a little bit more and really how can we make our workforce look a little bit more diverse? And the equity around pay has been a problem for many years, I think, for school nurses. I think being on the teacher's salary schedule is usually favorable, and it is, better than being on a separate schedule, because I'm not sure that sometimes the education world realizes the value of the nurse and what the nurse can bring to the table and into the school community and what, their pay as opposed to what it would look like in the hospital or acute care setting.
Do you think the pandemic is going to encourage state legislators, cities, schools to invest more in school nurses?
I certainly hope so. I do think that it will. I believe that they have realized the value. The school nurse brings this public health expertise to the table, to the school, and has that knowledge to do that. And they have been invaluable throughout this entire pandemic. So the American Rescue Plan, for example, that provided funding, $500 million to hire school nurses. And that money was, is being spread out throughout the country for states to invest and to do that. How that, I don't have data to tell you what that's looking like or where, what that will, the outcome will be. But we're hoping that that's what happens. The School Nurse Act that is in Congress has been introduced a couple of times. And we're hoping to move that forward as well, to provide equity and to make sure that there are school nurses in our schools across the country.
Linda Mendonca is the president of the National Association of School Nurses. Linda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Really appreciate you inviting National Association of School Nurses.
I'm not a school nurse, but I am a teacher. Funny thing is, we actually don't have a school nurse, and all teachers who are already spread thin are basically part-time nurses as well. Gia, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, my name is Marcus. I'm from Palmetto Bay, Florida. When it comes to being a school nurse, I've already reached about 10 years as a school nurse in Palmetto Bay. And I would say that what it means to me as of right now when it comes to the current situation going on with the COVID pandemic is that to stay strong, focus on what needs to be done when it comes to taking care of medically fragile children, and staying the course in the way that as long as I do my part, then I can contribute to helping, making sure that together, you know, as a link in the chain, together we can work together and get through this kind of pandemic. So as long as we work together in unison, be safe, wear our masks, get our vaccinations, taking precautions wherever we can, and washing our hands, then ideally we can put this COVID pandemic behind us sooner rather than later.